Hello, and welcome to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement, where our vision is to reach, enhance, and advance lives. It is our prayer that you hear something during this podcast that both transforms and furthers you in the things of God. So, grab your notebook and Bible, and let's dig into the Word together.
Repeat after me, the only way that I can keep my way pure is to guard it according to this word. This word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Today, I will receive the word implanted, which is able to save my soul. Just say this out loud, I won't turn my back. Then turn to the person next to you and say, I just can't. I just can't. I won't turn my back. I just can't do it. I just can't. As if Bishop Desna Daphne was up here, she would say, I ain't gonna hold you. I won't hold y'all long. I don't have to do a whole lot of, I ain't gonna hold him, Daphne. I ain't gonna hold him. I don't have to do no whole lot of didactics today. I told my wife, Resurrection Sunday is one of those Sundays where the story preaches itself. Some folk just gonna try to do too much. Trying to be cute. Find some angle. But truth is, for those of us who believe, now there might be some folk that need to get saved in here today. We give you that moment here directly. It's a good day. But for those of us who've been saved, a good old he got up. See, it don't take a whole lot. And if I keep laying on that, he got up long enough, we'll go ahead and have a fit together. You know, I get to talking about when you was down, he was up. If I lay on it just a little while longer, I'm trying to be good. But something happened on Thursday. I'll be through in a minute. Thursday, we was in here all laid out. Watching the candles be put out. And the crosses be draped in black. We was all toe up. See, told you. I looked back at the recording 5-6 times. And Elder Brittany was trying to keep time. She was doing everything she could, and the musicians lost their ability to play. They couldn't keep time with a timekeeping machine on Thursday. We had 12, 13 different rhythms going. It was all right. And I was sitting, I was paying attention, and the acolytes came and began to do their work. And y'all stay with me, I'm going somewhere. And all of the acolytes have a job. Some of them light the candles, or put the candles out. Some of them bear the cross. If you pay attention, when they walked in today, when they came to the table, the acolyte in front lifts the cross high as everyone else gets low. But Thursday, I watched the cross bearers with empty hands. I'm trying, y'all. And they turned around and I watched them. They were so used to bearing the cross that they were trying to figure out what to do with their hands. They were so used to having the cross in their hands that now that they were empty-handed, they still wanted to hold the cross. So I saw them looking around like, but that still wasn't what got me. I'm like, oh man, cross bearers with empty hands. The Lord will let me preach that one day. But it was the carrier of the gospel that got me. Because as the acolyte came to get the word, even though the cross bearers had empty hands and the light bearers had nothing to light, the word still was lifted. Brother Nehemiah, looking at his brother, said, look, y'all might not have nothing to carry, like, look, y'all might be empty-handed, but I'm not. Woo! Y'all, excuse me. And all that could come to my mind was the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. I mean, they was empty-handed. And Brother Nehemiah was walking around like, I don't know. I still got a word. See, y'all missing all y'all good moments. Because when everyone else is empty, and you don't think you can make another step, if you got a word. And the beautiful thing about it is Nehemiah was unbothered. See, y'all gotta go. I dare somebody to go through life unbothered with the word lifted. You wanna act stupid? That's fine. You want to try to take something from me? That's fine. The word of our God stands forever. Now, as I reflected on that for the fifth time, I was processing through the word for today. I kept saying, how can one turn their back on a God like that? As a matter of fact, if we put verse 3 back up on the screen of Hebrews, it reads, How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Just leave this verse up. How in the world, I know I've been teaching it for a few weeks, but apparently some of us ain't got it yet. Don't turn a blind eye to the truth of your own condition on this Resurrection Sunday. Don't be acting all brand new today, because some of us haven't judged the body rightly. Some of us are neglecting what God did. If you took some paper out, I might not have too many notes today because I really just feel like running, but I got... Neglect is the abandonment of that which is necessary. I'll say it again. Your pen wasn't writing. Neglect is the abandonment of that which is necessary. How would you feel? Can I have a few minutes? How would you feel if you heard of a mother who abandoned her child? Not just at home, but in a public place. And not because she got distracted, but she did it on purpose. Left the child in danger and walked on because she had better things to do. How would you feel about a father? I didn't start with this one because I know how some of y'all feel. Who neglects his children. See? But yet you see him posting. His new clothes. I think there's a witness in the house. New cars. It's amazing how we will label such a one a deadbeat, but won't label yourself the same. When you have abandoned the precious gift of God because, y'all didn't want me to turn that corner. You had other things to do. You were busy living your life like it's golden. You get back to it. That brother is deadbeat. And you're going to make sure you get every penny. That sister should be ashamed of herself. And I can't believe she would do such a thing. But you, on the other hand, when you neglect the cross, you just going through and you need some time. Neglect is the abandonment of that which is necessary. And when we get amnesia regarding God's goodness, this is a good day to get your memory back. When you get amnesia, y'all excuse me, regarding God's faithfulness, I dare us. Act like you woke up all fine when some of us are wretched. Don't talk to me like that on Resurrection Sunday. It's a good day for us to get honest. It's a good day to get honest. Say, Lord, forgive me for neglecting what you did. told the saints on Good Friday, he was on the cross for 6 hours, and we can't take 6 seconds to speak to your neighbor. Can't pray for 6 minutes. Can't open up the word. But for 6 hours, he bled. We got amnesia regarding how you made it home when you was drunk. You got amnesia regarding how you should have caught it, but the test came back negative. Don't look at me like that. Amnesia regarding his goodness. Because it ain't that some of us wasn't out there. Oh, come on. Yeah, don't do that. Some of us wasn't just out there. Some of us was way out there. Is there any honesty in here? I mean, you was way out there. When other people tell their testimony, there's a couple people in here where when you hear their testimony, you go, that's it. You hear somebody's testimony, they be all broke down. You be thinking, that's all you did? Come on now, let's get real. But you got amnesia. Amnesia regarding his loving kindness, regarding his tender mercies. When we fail to love like we should, that's neglect. When we fail to forgive like we should, I'm going somewhere, that's neglect. When we fail to behave as we should, that's neglect. It is the abandonment of that which is necessary. All of us should be waking up every morning, twins, and saying, what shall I render? And guess what answer you'll never get? An attitude. Today, render an attitude. Today, render bitterness. You'll never get that back from God. So some of the stuff you giving, God don't want. He'll never tell you to render vengeance. He'll never tell you to render gossip. He'll never tell you to render anything but what is in his word. So you think you got a free pass, huh? But the Bible says, how will we escape? Just because the preacher don't know what you did don't mean God doesn't know. I'm the least of your worries. The least of your worries. Walking around talking about, does Bishop know? Listen. Concerned about whether or not I know. God was there with you while you was doing it. With them. That's what I said. Over and over again. On purpose. When worship makes us uncomfortable and praise is beneath your purpose, you are neglectful. It's the abandonment of what the cross requires. Let me give you 2 points and one scripture, and I'm going to sit down. 2 points and one scripture. Y'all ready? Number one, neglect is easy. Why? Because it is laziness masquerading as rest. You wasn't ready? I said I had 2 points and one scripture. I think I'll give it again because y'all wasn't ready. You ready? Deep breath. All right, here we go. Neglect is easy. Because it is nothing more than laziness masquerading as rest. I only got one more point after this, and then one scripture. Maybe two if I feel good. The Lord let me. See, we believe that we're resting. And the devil will keep telling you, get you some rest. Get you some rest. You should rest. You've been working so hard. You've been doing so much. But the issue is you have been working hard at the wrong things and doing a lot of what you shouldn't do. So your fatigue is based upon the misplacement of purpose. So you are bringing fatigue to God, and God is bringing disobedience back to you. You're telling God you're tired while God is responding you wouldn't be tired if you would have done what I told you to do. You with me here? The Lord never complained about the cross because while he was bleeding, he was supposed to do it. See, the cross wouldn't be heavy if you stopped picking up the wrong cross. Deny yourself is the precursor to picking up the cross. And so if you try to pick up the cross without denial, you'll mess around and pick up the cute cross when that ain't yours. You'll pick up the cross that says stardom. The one that says you get to preach a lot. Everybody want a microphone. Everybody, not only do they have nothing to say, they ain't got no business being up here. Some of us need to listen. I need you to get comfortable on Resurrection Sundays with the primary purpose of what God died for, to rescue you. Get comfortable with your rescue before you go off getting business cards printed. Can you live holy before you take a text? And I'm talking to you, how in the world do we keep turning our back on the cross and then asking the one we turned our back on to bless us? I just can't. I won't. Neither will I tell God I'm weary when, watch this, when I know that, watch this, the blessings of the Lord make rich and add. So neglect is easy. That's why many of us are proficient at it. You call yourself relaxing, you're really sinning. Point two. Neglect has support. Because we live in a time where it is popular to be rogue. False teaching supports neglect. Okay. If we keep following all of these false preachers, I'm good. If we keep following all of these folks that got a whole lot of nothing to say, you'll think you're in alignment, but it won't be with the word. It has support. Your circle will always be okay with you slapping the person who harms you. They'll always be good with it. Girl, I understand. You done took enough. You've been through enough. Right, you've been through enough. Girl, I would have done it. Then we start justifying. At least it took you this long. I applaud you. I would have slapped them day one. It took you at least 3 days. But you got to get a circle around you who's going to be like, you're wrong. You're wrong. You need to go back and get that right. That's not right. Stop acting like that. Stop walking around with that game face on when you're really broken on the inside. That's neglect. You're neglectful. Because he desires truth in the inward parts. And when you don't have truth in the inward parts, you're turning your back on the cross. How can you? Why would you? And I tell you why. Because neglect is easy and neglect has support. And it's painful that in the body of Christ, we don't get the same support for righteousness. I have heard people during this resurrection season preaching from the sacred desk that you don't have to forgive folks. The statement was that Jesus asked the Father to forgive. Because he couldn't. First of all, if Jesus is that weak, his cross and his blood ain't that powerful. Okay. And how, excuse me, are we telling people not to forgive? I'll tell you why. Because you don't want to. Because you want to hold a grudge. Because you want to be angry. Because you want to be mean. But that's not the Jesus I serve. I won't turn my back on what he died for. And if he say, Father, forgive them, I'm going to forgive them too. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, no, God got to do it. Wait a minute. Are you full of the Holy Ghost or full of yourself? Because if you full of the Holy Ghost and the Father forgives, you are forgiving. Y'all can get mad at me if you want to. Huh? But heresy got to get called out. Now, I ain't going to call nobody's names. I done heard it 2, 3, 4 times now. But let me tell y'all something. Stop hitting the easy button on what was hard for. Oh, okay. Stop hitting that easy button. Jesus is like, I'm bleeding to death. And you like, oh, I don't have to. No, you have to. No, I need you to make that phone call and get that right. Just as loud as you sin with them. Huh? As loud as you were lying. Huh? As loud as you were on that dance floor. As loud as you were drunk. As loud as you were high. As loud as you were when you was dropping it like it's hot. All, take all that loud. And worship God. Don't look at me like that. As loud as you were when you was figuring out what you was gonna wear Friday, worship God. Huh? This ain't time to be cute. That's neglect. Sweat your hair out. He's been too good. This ain't time for you to be talking about, oh, you gonna mess up my fit. This ain't the club. This is the house of worship. I don't understand what done happened to us. This used to be the place where things got bloody. This used to be the place where things died. This used to be the place where there was blood, fire, and smoke. Now this is a place where people come to see and be seen. Now this is a place where people come and make it Sunday morning tender. Where you trying to hook up with who is single or who was having problems in their house that you think you can swoop in on. But here I am to tell you, you better keep your hands to yourself and go ahead and give God praise, because he should have killed you over the last year, but he did not do it. Lower that hem, cover up that cleavage, stop with that workout shirt in church, and give God. Oh, y'all. Coming in here trying to show me all your muscles. Deflate that chest and give God some praise. Stop parading around here in your practice walk and give God some praise. Swinging your hips from left to right. Keep your hips in stationary position and lift up your heads. Oh, ye gates, stop coming in here like somebody need to see you. We came in here to worship God, y'all. We came in here to give God praise. And I feel something on the inside of here today. Where you coming in here, we got, listen, how can you turn your back?
I hope Bishop preached to me today.
If I don't, you ain't gonna bless him? You not gonna bless God? What if I just feel like blessing him? And then y'all gonna watch me praise God? Huh? You just gonna watch like this is performance theater. That's okay. Because here's the truth. They're not gonna like this point. It wasn't on my notes, but I'm gonna say it anyway, Kia. Keep watching David praise if you want to, and watch your womb close. Ask his wife. Because he said, I can get worse. After all the Lord has already done. After all the Lord has already done. I only got one more scripture. I not only have a reason, I have an obligation. Did y'all hear me? I not only got a reason, I got an obligation. Anything else would be neglect. I want y'all to think about this. How will we escape if we neglect? Just take a few seconds before I read this scripture and think about how much you owe God. He bailed some of y'all out just this morning. See? Witness. You ain't even got to go back far. There's some people in this room who was like, Lord, I was about to cut up this morning. See? Lord, you snatched my lips closed this morning. You snatched my lips closed because you didn't want bitter water and sweet to come out the same fountain. And now when I got chance to bring sweet water forth, I'm tired. Now, you wasn't too tired to bring forth the bitter, but you too tired to bring forth the sweet? Come on now, you ought to just be willing to take a few seconds and be like, all right, Lord, my bad. I was about to say the wrong thing, but since you're going to give me an opportunity to say what's right, come on, somebody in here ought to be able to bless the Lord at all times. However, before I give y'all the chance to praise him, maybe you need a little honesty and motivation. I'll teach this other scripture. I got one I got to read. I got two on my paper, but I got to read this one. Titus chapter 3. For we also were once foolish ourselves.
You see?
I couldn't leave without reading these here verses. We also were once foolish ourselves. Disobedient. Deceived. Enslaved to various lusts and pleasures. Spending our life in malice and envy. Hateful, hating one another. Come on now. Verse 4. Come on. But when the kindness of God, our Savior, and his love for mankind appeared. Verse 5. Come on. He saved us. See. Not you on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness. Wait, let's do it again. He saved us. Y'all, excuse me. Not because of what I did. He saved us. Y'all, excuse me. I feel okay. Not because of what I said. Not because of how good I am. Not because of how much I worship. Not because of how much I give. He saved me. Watch this. Not on the basis of deeds which I've done in righteousness, but according to his mercy. Not people's mercy. I don't care if you think I should be saved. I don't care if you think that I should be out here doing what God is. I don't care if you think I should be blessed, because you're not the Savior. He is. He saved me by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. How can I neglect that? How in the world am I going to turn my back on that? Let me tell y'all something. I'll shout it from the rooftops. I won't. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to walk around like I'm saved. I'm going to talk like I'm saved. I'm going to behave like I'm saved. I'm going to love like I'm saved. I'm going to forgive like I'm saved. I'm going to treat you like I'm saved. And you can't turn your back on it just as much as I can't. I don't know, Bishop. It's hard. Go back to verse 3. 3, that's 4. Foolish. Disobedient, deceived, enslaved by pleasures, spending your life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. Leave this up. I don't want you to stay like this. And today is a good day to get free from it. You don't have to stay here another minute, because he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. You ain't got to stay bound to your lust not another day. You ain't got to stay bound to being foolish another day. You don't have to be disobedient another day. You don't have to be deceived another day. You don't have to be enslaved another day. Go to verse 5. Put it up. He saved us. Somebody shout, he saved me. Come on, somebody declare, he saved me. Now look at verse 6. Whom he poured out on us richly. He poured out richly. I'm trying to come off this platform, but I need y'all to understand something. He didn't sprinkle me with it. So when somebody gets to talking about you doing too much, sorry. I've been drenched. When somebody get to talking about it don't take all of that, sorry, I'm soaked. When somebody talking about how can you keep praising God after all you've been through, I'm sorry, he turned me upside down. And if it had not been for God on my side, richly. He didn't give me just a little bit of it. He poured it out. He didn't pour a little bit on me. He made sure I was good and wet. He says, my cup runneth over. Is there anybody in here that is grateful that God didn't stop with a little bit, but that he poured your cup over? Somebody shout, my cup runneth over. And I dare you to give God a running over praise. Come on now. From the rising of the sun, come on, to the going down of the same. His name, he is worthy. He poured out. You could have left me dry. You could have left me by myself. You could have left me abandoned. But you poured out richly. You could have left me all alone. No food, no clothes. But you poured out richly. And I thank God that you didn't have to, but you poured out richly, and I won't turn my back. No. I won't turn my back. Somebody shout, I can't. Can't do it. Could have left me starving. That's it. Could have left me starving, because I deserved it. He could have abandoned me. He could have abandoned me. He could have abandoned me, because I deserve to be abandoned. Oh, but there's a man, his name is Jesus, that saw enough in me that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for the ungodly. That's you. Christ died for the unforgiver. That's you. Christ died for the disobedient. That's you. I won't turn my back. I'm gonna lean in to praise, lean in to worship, lean in to honor, lean in to glory. Yeah. I won't, playboy, turn my back. Yeah. 7. So that. Being justified by his grace. We would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Verse 8. This. Here. I'm through. This is a trustworthy statement. This is a trustworthy statement. I'm trying, y'all. See, the Bible says, put no confidence in the flesh. But there's good news in this little phrase here, that it's trustworthy. And if God tells you, you can trust him. And if God says he's worth being trusted. And if God says you can take my word to the bank. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Stand when nobody else does. Stand when everybody else runs. Stand when everybody else says you're crazy. Stand, yeah, stand, hallelujah. He says, I want, I want you to speak confidently. So that those who have believed in God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men. So I'll leave you with this. Since what I say is trustworthy, you say what you say about me confidently. Since you can trust what I say, I need you to be confident in what you say about me. So as I get prepared to go to my next assignment, I dare somebody to give him a confident praise. Nope. That praise was within your ability. But I dare somebody there. Cry aloud. Spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Yeah. Come on. Let God's people praise the Lord from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. He's worthy. Yeah, yeah, he's worthy. Come on and bless God. Come on and honor God. Come on and shout to God with the voice of triumph. Open up your mouth and give God glory. Open up your mouth and give God praise. Come on, radical. Give God praise.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I challenge you to make hearing the word a consistent habit. And if you know someone who may benefit from hearing this teaching, I encourage you to send it to them as well. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you and give you peace. This is my prayer.